Can theater help young school children learn? The Alliance Theater thinks so. They began their Theater for the Very Young program back in 2011, and it not only brings children into the theater, but brings theater and all of its benefits to them. It's around 8:15 a.m., and there's an elephant in the small auditorium space at DeKalb County's Coralwood School, along with a monkey and a peacock and a musical narrator. This is the cast of Bucket of Blessings, the current production being put on by the Alliance's Theater for the Very Young program. And they have a group of preschool-aged children sitting and listening and occasionally jumping into the story. Now, there are a few ingredients that a show needs in order to engage an audience that young. This is Chris Moses,
the Dan Reardon Director of Education and Associate Artistic Director at the Alliance Theater. So you need characters that are going to resonate with young children. And here we had a monkey, an elephant, a peacock, but then a story that rings true, but also is told with beauty and simplicity.
A Bucket of Blessings is based on an Indian folktale. In the story, it hasn't rained in weeks, and a thirsty monkey and his elephant friend seeks the help of a peacock high up on a mountain who says that she can make it rain.
Please, Peacock-ji. Well, if you want me to make it rain with my magical dance, I will first need a bucket of water.
Monkey and elephant find some water in a cave, but on his way back up the mountain, the water spills out.
Flowers! Oh, the water! The water that fell out of my bucket must have bloomed on the flowers!
The peacock eventually accepts the gift of the flowers and summons the rain. So it's a story about perseverance and making the best of what you have. And at the same time, it's engaging enough to get a group of three-year-olds to sit mostly still for about 35 minutes.
They have brought culture in a way that the children can understand.
This is Melanie Castell. She's the principal of the Coralwood School.
They bring it to their level. They make it simple. They teach important messages, and the children get it.
Here at Coralwood, this style of teaching is especially important.
We are the only school of its kind in the DeKalb County school system. We are considered an early childhood inclusion center.
So their students range from 3 to 5 years old, so that's pre-K up to kindergarten.
And we are an inclusion school, which means half of our student population are children with special needs, and the other half are typically developing children.
And these children are taught side by side with both special education and general ed teachers in the classroom. Right now, they've got about 240 students, so classroom sizes can stay small.
Miracles happen here. It's just an incredible school.
So when Coralwood invites Theater for the Very Young to come perform, it's not just a break for the students and teachers. Castell tells me that they pre-teach the story, so if the show is based on a book, as Bucket of Blessings is, they'll bring that into the classroom. In the past, they've also had the Alliance Theater's artist in residence come to the school to work with their preschoolers.
And the purpose of this was to help the teachers incorporate drama into their everyday teaching and use it as one of their instructional strategies.
So how can theater help in the classroom?
When we're talking about very young children, they learn through play. That is the way they learn. And theater performances are a step up from play. It's play with purpose.
The Alliance actually looked into this in two consecutive Department of Education studies done in collaboration with Fulton County Schools and Georgia State University. Over a 3-year period, they tested the effects of theater in the classroom in high concentration poverty Title I schools.
And then we did a second study around English language learners.
For each of these studies, kindergarten teachers were provided professional learning opportunities in theater. They then infused this into language arts lessons 5 months out of the school year, and they found that students began acquiring language at a faster pace than the control groups did.
So their vocabulary increased, their ability to tell stories and write stories increased. And in both cases, we found what I think we inherently knew, but that theater can awaken creativity, but also just keep students engaged. So those students, because of this higher engagement in the classroom, were outperforming the control group.
The studies conclude that by emphasizing the links between emotion, meaning, and words, theater builds on the foundation of pretend play, that play with purpose that Melanie was talking about, and enhances communication skills as well as mathematics. And special needs students showed an even greater benefit from the project over time. Now, these are all great things for the classroom, but Chris Moses zeroes in on that other component mentioned in the study, emotion.
I think theater at its best is allowing people a chance to look at life from a completely different set of circumstances, which gives you the skill to develop friends that may seem at first different from you, right? I think that is an essential skill in our world right now.
So when the monkey in Bucket of Blessings helps his friend Elephant squeeze into a cave or turns a game of jump rope into a tug of war because Elephant is naturally better at pulling than jumping, kids who probably haven't yet learned what the word empathy is or means are seeing it played out in front of them.
I have a memory that is burned into my brain from first coming out to Coralwood. We did an adaptation of The Tortoise and the Hare. And there's a moment in the story where the hare gets caught up in a spider web. And I saw this young boy here at Coralwood who had special needs, was the first one to get up. He was so motivated and moved by the fact that this hare was stuck that he was moved by empathy to go out and help her. And he, in that situation, ended up leading the rest of the class. They followed him in that moment because he was so moved by the story. And from that moment on, that's when I knew this is work that matters, and this is a school that I am committed to doing this work with.
In doing this work, Theater for the Very Young sets its sights on leaving an impression on its audience as it becomes not so very young, and perhaps making a play about a monkey looking for water the most important piece of theater its audience will ever see. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.